Good morning, folks. Okay, so today's title is Repair. I nearly went as far as saying The Repair Shop, but I've never actually, I've only watched a clip of that, so I can't talk much about that. But Repair, okay. Isaiah 58:12. And your people will rebuild the ancient ruins. You'll raise up the age-old foundations. The people will call you repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets to live in. This bit about repairing broken walls takes us to the story of some of the Jewish people going back to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. It's too long a story to get into today, but let's just look at the detail of the decree from King Cyrus, king of the Babylonians. So that comes from Ezra 6, verses 3 and 4. Subject, the temple of God in Jerusalem. Let the temple be rebuilt where they offered sacrifices. Let the foundations thereof be laid with a height of 90 feet and a width of 90 feet. Constructed with three layers of foundation stones, interlaced with a row of new timber, the expenses for which are to be paid from the king's treasury. So this repair, it was a very hands-on, a very practical thing, and it was of massive proportions. But we can also see the temple as a metaphor for God's position in our lives. So, can you repair the walls of God's place in your life? What sort of things are required to do that? The repair of the walls of the temple is also talked about in quite a few places in the Bible. And in Haggai, it's very clear that God sees it as very important. And God withholds his blessing because the people are not giving him his rightful place. And then Zechariah 8, it's quite a long passage, I've just got some extracts from it. It talks about the restored city of Jerusalem. And what God says in there about what it looks like, what it feels like, is quite significant. So just extracting a few things from Zechariah 8. God says, I will return to Jerusalem, my holy city, and live there. It says, old men and women will be sitting in the city square. The streets will again be full of boys and girls playing. They will be my people, and I will be their God. So, take a minute to think about that and see just what an image of perfection that is. Here is what God wants in his city, him being with his people, his peace over the whole place, his order, his character shown everywhere, harmony, concord, a unity in all the people. That's what God wants in his relationship with you. That's what he calls you into. And it doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for years or if you're only taking your first steps to be with God. His desire is for a relationship with you which is true, which is perfect, united, empowering. Where his thoughts are your thoughts, where his desires are what drives you day to day. Where you can relax and grow in the knowledge and love of God. That's the sort of place that God wants to rebuild in our lives. And that rebuilding is a joint enterprise between him and us. We need to cooperate. But truth is, it's mainly his doing. We're just participants. God is the master builder in this. Maybe you could think of us as casual labourers. Indeed, it's less than that. All we need to do is invite him in. The lovely thing about how the story is presented, as I originally read out in Isaiah 58, is that it talks about how we are involved. And it ties the rebuilding of the walls in with the right kind of fasting. The chapter starts off talking about fasting in the wrong way, and mainly for the wrong reasons. It then starts to talk about the kind of fast that God chooses. It's this true fast which is what's required to rebuild the walls. So the actions that repair the walls are just a wee bit earlier in Isaiah 58. And it's described as the fast that God chooses. So Isaiah 58, verses 6 and 7, lists a number of actions. To loose the bonds of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke, to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, to cover the naked with clothes. That's quite a list of actions. And it's all about showing God's love to others. So as well as actions, it's about attitudes. The true fast that's talked about here is to develop attitudes which reveal God's love in action. Those are the attitudes and the actions that stem from God's heart. So this repair is fully reliant on God's Holy Spirit changing us from the inside out, changing our hearts and our attitudes and our actions. In other words, it's when we reach out to help others that we get ourselves in the right place with God. It's in walking in Jesus' footsteps that we repair old things that need fixed. It's in our humility that God can repair broken things in our lives. So if we think a bit about what repairing the walls means and think about it in our spiritual lives, yes, walls are all about protection, protecting you from external things, most commonly protecting you from the weather, but also protecting us from attack. So God wants us to be protected from attack, and he wants to repair walls that give us that protection. Within walls, we can relax. Within walls, we can enjoy the company of our friends and family. When we're surrounded by strong walls, we don't need to worry about the weather or worse things. So what are those things that need fixed? Let's look a wee bit later in Isaiah, Isaiah 61, verse 4. They will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore the place long devastated. They will build again the ruined cities. They will build again the places devastated for many generations. It's an exciting idea to rebuild ancient ruins, to bring back to life things that used to be good, but for some reason got left behind, were left to fall into ruin. What could those things be in your life? What old things would you like to rebuild, repair, restore? For me, one of the things that I'd like to repair is that deep love relationship with God. A verse that often goes through my head is one from Revelation 2, verse 4. Remember, however, I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Therefore, remember how far you have fallen. Repent and go back to what you were doing at first. That's Jesus talking to the church at Ephesus. But I can easily imagine it as Jesus talking to me. What is it that got in the way? What is it that's made it harder to hear God to respond to? Why does my heart feel that Jesus is that bit more remote? What do I need to repair in the walls that protect my relationship with God? How do I rebuild the temple of the glory of God? 1 Corinthians 3 talks a lot about the idea of building, in particular building the church, and how it takes the expert work of the Holy Spirit. The foundation is Jesus. It has this lovely quote, God's sanctuary is holy, and you are that sanctuary. So what God wants is for us to ensure that we're rebuilding that relationship with him in a holy way. What does that mean? Well, again, we're back to the idea of what does a true fast mean? And it's all about putting God's priorities first. Doing the repair means looking for the things that are broken. Let's each ask ourselves, what is broken in my life with Jesus? Where do I fall down in the holiness that he wants? What hinders me reaching out with the love he wants? Why don't I trust him more? Are there reasons I hold back in my life with Jesus? Do I run scared of the Holy Spirit? Am I able to put my life on the line for God's glory? These are hard questions, and we'll all have different answers. And for some people, God just wants to make wee tweaks in their lives. For others, that repair might mean that God needs to break something down and build something better in its place. And we can rely on the fact that what the Holy Spirit wants for our lives is good. That's in his very nature. He is good. But our old nature might be squirming at the idea of change. It might be making you think, I can't get closer to God. It might be dragging you down with memories of old things done. Nasty statements that were made to you or about you. You might be feeling that there's no way forward, but God's on your side. Or rather, if you become a Christian, you're on God's side. Yes, there might be things needing changed, but God is well able to lead you through those changes. Are there things in your life that you feel need repaired? What is it that you want to escape from? What chains do you need to be broken? Is God putting his finger on something that seems hard to change? Even right now, God might be making you feel uncomfortable about something. Is there something limiting you when you reach out with God's love? Do you want to be more inspired to pray, meditate, read the word, reach out a helping hand? What's stopping you? Are you feeling inhibited, condemned, tied up, crippled in some way? Do you really know God's transforming love in your own life? Can you, hand on heart, tell about how the Holy Spirit has given you freedom from all things that drag you down. As one indicator of that relationship, maybe here's a question to ask. What about joy, your level of joy? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Great verse, that. Can you rely on the joy of the Lord day by day? Do you feel that the joy has drained from you? Is that the area that God wants to repair in you today, this week, this month? Do you need your joy restored? Does the Holy Spirit want to break down whatever it is that's blocking joy from flooding your life? These are the questions to ask God this morning. We'll have a little time of prayer and reflection at the end of my talk today. And you should concentrate on having that conversation with God about, what do you want to fix in me today? And joy is one important thing in this. Here's another, freedom. Here's a verse, just let it seep into your heart. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Spirit, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Lord's Spirit is, there is freedom. As all of us reflect the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces, we are becoming more like him with ever-increasing glory by the Lord's Spirit. I think this idea of real freedom in God is something that many of us want repaired, restored, renewed, rebuilt. Galatians 5:1, the Messiah has set us free so that we may enjoy the benefits of freedom. So keep on standing firm in it and stop putting yourself under the yoke of slavery again. I think there might be many of us who don't feel as free as God wants us to be. That might be because of something in our history, or something that's been spoken over us, or some habit that we can't break, or some other yoke of slavery. Are there things which you feel you are tied to, ways of thinking that you can't get freedom from, things which you know God doesn't want in your life, but you can't get rid of them? Maybe that's what God wants to repair in your relationship. And I'm not talking here about us just trying harder or being a nicer person. This is about the Holy Spirit putting his finger on something in your life or my life where we need real freedom. You want him to break the yoke, to smash the chains that bind you into some bad habit or some negative way of thinking. Can you hear God saying, let's get you out of this hole. Let me bring you release. I can do all things. God wants you coming to him with no hesitation. Like a wee toddler running to her daddy when she hears his voice. Not with excuses, not with careful steps, but just running into his arms. Can you do that? Or are you thinking of all the reasons that he might turn away? If you're hesitant, ask him to take away your hesitation. If you feel bound up, ask him to break the ties. Try saying this to yourself. Freedom is what we have. Christ has set us free. Then let's personalize it a wee bit. Freedom is what I have. Christ has set me free. Try repeating that a few times. Christ has set me free. Can you feel that just lodging in your heart? If you don't feel free, then why not? For many people, their relationship with Jesus is about rules. Let's get rid of all the rules. Because Jesus has paid the price in full. There are no rules that you have to follow. That's the freedom which God wants you to live in. The Passion Translation phrases this nicely. Let me be clear. The Anointed One has set us free. Not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. Wow. Can you live in that freedom? Or are you feeling scared that that freedom might be too much? Something might go wrong? Something might be revealed that spoils it? Another question. What is your oft-repeated conversation with God? Do you often find yourself in prayer asking God things? And what are the common themes, common thoughts that come back again and again in your prayer life? For me, for donkey's years, I used to have a nice little walk to work. Right? For about 20 years, we lived in the sort of down market end of Edinburgh, in Leith. And most mornings I'd take a walk to work. It would take me about 15 minutes, pleasant little walk down by the water of Leith and stuff. And I often found myself in that walk talking to God about what the day would bring. I found that I'd often say something like, what are you and I going to do today? Or, what do you want me to do today? Or, God, what's your priority for me today? And the truth is, God often didn't say very much. And I would normally interpret that as something like, keep on keeping on. In other words, there are some basic things which God wants and expects from all his people. You know, the fundamentals of Christian life, showing God's love, rejoicing in his goodness, putting his glory first, that kind of thing. It doesn't take a lot of deep spiritual insight to know that God wants us to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. But there's one other thing which I sometimes found God saying, and that was that the important thing wasn't just what we do. It's not so much what he wanted me to do, it's who he wanted me to be. In other words, it was character and not just actions that mattered. In other words, God wanted me to develop more of his character and not just do more of his work. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not so sure that I changed that much in that 20 years of those kind of conversations. It's still one of the things that God asks of me, and I suspect that's true of all of us. So, my question should sometimes have been, what do you want to change about me today? And that's a bigger question. Maybe it's a harder question. And maybe I should be asking it more often. It's that changing of our character which is one of God's big priorities. And he changes our character to make us more motivated like Jesus. And how we are aligned with Jesus affects how we react to situations. The more Jesus-like we are deep down, the more our actions will reflect Jesus. And especially in new or difficult or stressful situations. It's our character that drives that. Of course, our character and our actions are linked together. I think this is where philosophers begin to talk about existentialism. Before we get bogged down in philosophy, I think this is best summed up in an old joke about three famous quotes. Socrates said, to be is to do. Jean-Paul Sartre said, to do is to be. And Frank Sinatra said, doobie doobie doo. Sorry, folks. And Sasha, I do not expect you to be able to translate that one. But let's see that God is far more interested in changing us on the inside and letting that work out in our actions. So, how is our relationship? Should be one of the questions that we are asking God. Okay, when it comes to repairs, maybe we can see ourselves as old cars. Right? You know, I might easily picture myself as some old banger, right? But God can repair anything. There may be things in my life or your life which need some concentrated prayer, some ministry, some time and support to make right. And that's okay. That's almost normal. Most of us have lived complex lives that have left us with scars, dents, scratches, maybe even a few problems with our underlying chassis. The odd bit of undercarriage, which is a bit bent. Have I got a wheel that runs a bit wobbly? For some people, maybe they've got slightly wrong theology. Even folks who have been Christians for years can carry some basic beliefs which are just a wee bit off. Probably not wildly wrong, but maybe just an emphasis that causes us to see God from an angle that's not really true. And that can cause fear. It can cause wrong expectations of God. Or maybe it causes us not to fully realize how much God loves us. So, can we really honestly say to ourselves, God loves me? Even when I don't love myself, God loves me. Even on my worst days, God loves me. There are some fundamental truths which can get blocked by things that happened in our childhoods or bad experiences we've been through or things that people have done to us. This is often at an emotional level rather than an intellectual level. The blocked truths can often cause problems. But the Holy Spirit knows and the Holy Spirit cares. His intention for us all is to be firing on all cylinders. He wants us to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is able to make any repairs, restore any bits which need fixing. All it takes is our willingness to let him work on us. And when thinking about repair, we should also see that as well as fixing a relationship, God wants to restore things that we've missed out on. Joel 2:25, and I will restore to you the years the locust hath eaten. So, if we're carrying problems for years that have been limiting how we and God get on, God wants to fix that. And he wants to restore everything that we've missed out on. If we've been limping on for years, God wants to make that right, if we'll only let him. And that's exciting. Indeed, it's thrilling. God wants to get us into exactly that perfect place where we and he are united, acting, thinking and feeling as one. What a thought. Okay, I've rabbited on long enough. Let's take a few minutes in prayer. So just wiggle your shoulders, stretch your legs, feel relaxed. And let me just ask, let me suggest a few things to ask God. So have that little conversation in your head with God and ask him, what is it that he'd like to repair or rebuild or restore in your relationship with him? If you've never really given your life to God, do it now. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oh, saved, big word. And if you are a Christian, but you feel that some things are not right, and that God wants to change some things, then ask him to start changing you. Ask him which thing he wants to change first. Is it in your head? Is it in your heart? Is there some emotional thing that he just wants to release you from? Is it how you see other people? Is it old memories, old hurts, old scars that go deep? Now, just give God permission to deal with those things, to enter into even the difficult areas of your life, of your memories, of the sore things. Trust that God knows what he's doing. The Holy Spirit will take care of you when you give him permission to make change. Okay, sometimes God wants you to make a movement, a signal, an indication that you're willing to change. So if you would feel better for someone to pray directly with you, give me that indication. Give me a little nod. And we'll have some folk pray with you. Right? Just in a gentle, easy way. God wants to change you. He wants to restore. He wants to repair. And so, while we're just sitting in quiet, let's just open ourselves up to what God is saying and doing. Father God, I do ask that you will just, for each of us, give that release. Make that repair. Put right that thing that just needs a wee tweak or a big tweak or completely ripped out and replaced. Father God, by your Holy Spirit, I just ask that you will touch, you will restore and repair those memories that hurt, those things that feel like ties binding us up. Lord God, break those chains. Allow us to be filled with your joy, your freedom, that knowledge of what a great God you are, of how you are above all things, beyond all things, more powerful than all things. Lord God, I just ask you to move right now, to touch each of us in ways that just make us that bit more like Jesus. So, Father, the folk who have given me a a nod, an indication. Lord God, I just ask you to right now reach out and touch them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. That they may rejoice in you, that their joy may be filled, that they may feel complete freedom, that they may know that those things that pulled them down are gone. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, I just ask that your power pours into us each today, right now. And Father, fill us so full that you pour out of us. Father God, that we may go from here, that bit repaired, and prepared to be repaired day by day, that you will make those changes in our lives that you want, that we may just look and act and be like Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. And just to wrap up, lovely quote from a Charles Wesley hymn. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before him, lost in wonder, love, and praise.